Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
When an alleged crime like the one prosecutors describe in the Celeste Rivas-Hernandez case comes to light, one of the hardest questions isn't about the person charged, it's about everyone else. The friends who reportedly saw a young girl at parties and didn't ask questions, or if they did, they just accepted whatever they got. The industry professionals who allegedly kept the machine running. The family members subpoenaed to a grand jury. How do so many people allegedly stand that close to something this dark and reportedly not see it? Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, is with Robin and myself today as we break down the latest in this case. Let's start right there. We got Burke's manager, Robert Morngroth, who was reportedly overheard telling his attorney that when prosecutors asked, why didn't you call police after learning there was a body in said frunk, said it wasn't his responsibility. His job was making sure the tour succeeded. That's the claim. That's what TMZ claims they overheard in the court hallway right there. So that's the claim. I can't say it's 1,000% factual, but let's just say for a moment it is, because a lot of people seem to look the other way, and that's the gist of this. What happens psychologically when professional loyalty or financial stakes override what most people would see as basic moral obligations? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's where somebody had made the comment, it's kind of a heading toward the Diddy kind of experience,
yeah,
right? Where
yeah,
so many people knew awful things were going on. I think people get intoxicated by fame and by wealth, and they lose all sense of perspective and judgment. And again, where is the empathy and compassion for people that are being victimized? It's just not there. And so you sort of get this psychopathic antisocial system surrounding a celebrity who's doing atrocious things. It affects everybody. I mean, obviously there would be people that would not be okay with that and would have a moral compass and say, hey, this isn't cool. I don't want to be involved here. But many people are just intoxicated by it and they overlook it.
And just look no further than Jim Bob Duggar, addicted to TLC and a whole litany of money he's getting. So he had to overlook his two sons, well, one accused and one convicted of doing horrendous things to children. So, yeah.
I mean, is that why
greed?
You have, I mean, you, I can almost get it from, you know, understanding if you're the person that's profiting, how they keep that motor running, because that's what's driving them. But it's the people around them that I really, and I'm not saying that's right, but it's the people around them that are intoxicated by the celebrity. Is that why people will gravitate still to very toxic individuals who have maybe not even criminal charges against them? Obviously, Jim Bob's never been charged with anything. But is that why people will still get behind folks like that, and the proximity to them? People will still try and get close, even though they know, there's a lot of yuck here. And this is not necessarily, you know, I would choose to be by this person unless they were a celebrity, but people, it's a weird thing, this celebrity thing that people are wanting to get close to. And celebrity is a somewhat of a newer thing in our world, in our culture over the last 100 years. I mean, there's always been fame, but to the level and the worship and the desire for connection to just be close to something or someone who is well known, regardless of what it's for, That seems to be an interesting faux pas in our psychology and how we
operate. Yeah, yeah, I think it's causing lots of problems. Celebrity worship. Whenever I'm around somebody who's, you know, a semi-famous person, a writer or whatever, and when they have to start name dropping everybody important that they know, that's an immediate turnoff to me. Mm-hmm. I hate the name dropping. But there's a huge tendency with influencer culture. You know, people want to be seen. They want to be important. And it doesn't speak well of the level of moral development.
So I looked this up. I'm trying to remember when it was. A couple years ago, I think, Tony, on one of the shows we were doing, you know, because when you even look at this, when it comes to convicted serial killers, they get marriage proposals from people.
Yes.
And they want to be selected by people. You know, so it comes down to a few things, I think. And that is, people want to feel special if they feeling they're not. And so if they're feeling special by someone that is this notorious, the notoriety thing is huge. And this isn't recent. This goes back to, you know, as you're talking about the history of just 100 years or whatever. No, as you all know, I read a lot of history.
Yes.
Actually, right now, I'm reading about life, being a time traveler as if you're living in 1300s England right now.
Okay.
And I just got done reading Henry VIII, his biography. The court system, the courtiers, all this was always about who can get closer to the king, who can get closer to the queen. It's always been our society and who we are as a species loves that notoriety. Some people just get so addicted to it. I mean, just look at our political system. Just look at everything.
Yeah.
The Diddy culture. I don't care what it is. You get some people that are feeling, and I'm not labeling people as insecure that want to be around people like this, but maybe. You know, if you have such insecurities that your self-worth is derived from who you know of notoriety, even if they're horrendous people, that's what they gravitate to. And that is the problem. You got to kind of break that trauma cycle in families as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot to be said about the way that David had been portraying himself. Coffendaffer has made a lot of points about it on this case. David would dress in Hello Kitty pajamas. You know, he was dressing like he was a 12-year-old girl sometimes. You know, I guess, and Coffendaffer said immediately, like, it's to make her feel safe, to make young girls feel safe because, oh, he's just like us. He's doing this. Mm-hmm. And there's no adults in the room going, you're 18, 19, 20, 21, and you're doing this. Why? Why are you dressing like a 12-year-old girl? And it's not an identity thing. It's not I'm identifying as a female and I'm a young teen. It was weird. And I don't know, we're in a world right now where no matter how out there you may be compared to societal norms or what has been accepted in the past, seems like everything's off the table. Like, you can do anything you want now. You can dress any way you want, and it's just like, well, that's who they are. And I get it in certain ways, and anybody can do what they want, but at the same point, are we also just turning a blind eye in some ways to really just bizarre predatory-type behavior? Because, well, we just have to accept everybody, and if he's into Hello Kitty, and he's 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old man, that's just A-okay. No, it's not. There's something not right about that, and I don't care it's not about gender preference or anything. Nobody at 19, 20, 21 is going to be psychologically into Hello Kitty who is a healthy fucking brain.
Right.
Who's dating a 13-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not, there's something not right. And if there's a developmental disability or something, maybe that would explain why you're into child shit like that. But I'm sorry, it's just not a healthy way of thinking, period.
No, I'd say it's not developmentally appropriate.
No.
It's definitely off. Yeah. 100%.
And it's just ignored. It's just like, well, that's what they're doing.
Right.
Burke's parents and brother were all subpoenaed to testify before the grand jury. Court records indicate his mother reportedly managed his business finances, and both parents maintained a close relationship with him. Prosecutors allege Celeste traveled to Texas to meet his family. I mean, without speculating with what anyone knew, because we don't know, they probably didn't ID her. I can't think of anybody like, oh, nice girlfriend, can I see your ID? I don't think that usually happens. If she says she's 19, they're probably going to go with that. But I mean, how does family loyalty or financial dependence on a loved one's success create blind spots that might prevent someone from actually recognizing the warning signs? Do you think that was at play here?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Families can have just incredible blind spots and not intervene. And that just feeds this kind of psychopathy and the grandiosity when people play into it, when the family, I mean, parents are supposed to correct that kind of behavior, right? That's the job of a parent.
But when the person you are, your responsibility to correct is also maintaining your lifestyle.
Exactly.
That kind of changes the dynamics a little bit.
Yeah. It's really unfortunate that people, I don't know, to me, it just speaks again, it's a lack of moral integrity, the way people can be controlled in that way. And addicted to fame and the money and using their kids and all the themes that seem to come up in these cases over and over and over again, that they're using their kids, right? They're using their kids.
Because anytime, and we do this on what I'm calling now Self-Help Mondays when it's just Tony and I, right? Talking about families and relationships, you start seeing these patterns and again, I don't know what's going on with these parents, but any time where you start turning a blind eye because you're placing material gain, you're placing wealth, you're placing all the things that aren't going to matter on your deathbed above the relationships, healthy relationships, how to communicate in a healthy pattern, all these things, you get so, people are getting so addicted to the, I keep saying it, the disease of more and the cult of comparison. I mean, it's just, it is so toxic to our healthy way of thinking to just place things that, again, you know, when you look at us as a species, the only thing that has value is when we say it has value. The money in our pockets, the dollars, the credit on our accounts is completely meaningless, except what the value that we place on it is. The only thing is, going back to what is the relationships in our lives. That is the only true thing that gives you pleasure in life. You know, the great studies out there, I know this was done a couple of years ago, so it's not going to be exactly the same number. The happiest people in the world on dollars, I think about 5 years ago, is about $75,000, $85,000 a year. Just enough that you're not in food insecurity and you have a roof over your head, and you have healthy, strong relationships, those are the happy people in the world. It's not the ones that are in that pursuit of more in the cult of comparison.
No.
So when you see it, you know, all these data points, you know, so David is not, again, innocent until proven guilty. He's not a standalone in this circle around him. He might be the focal point. He might be the hub of the wheel, but all those spokes are trying to be up associated with that nutterism. Nutterism, there's one for today.
Yeah. Nutterism. I like that. That's the new cereal that we're going to be putting out. Hitting killers with nutterism. Yep. Extra crunchy. Extra protein. Extra protein. Needs protein. All right. That's going to wrap up our conversation for today. Siobhan's book, latest one, Nightbird. It's available wherever you get books. It is her memoir. Go check it out or check out the audiobook. Robin's latest, It's Not All About Me, also available wherever you get books and audiobooks. Go and check it out. Thank you guys so much. Great conversation, and thanks to everybody in the comments today for all of your thoughts and well wishes, thoughts and prayers. your feedback, always very much appreciated. Until next time, for Siobhan, for Robin, for Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.